broadcasting in Winnipeg.
101.5
on your FM dial.
It's now 5 o'clock on another fine Sunday afternoon, which means you're now listening to Waxy Starkle. July 14th edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, try and stay with us for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it from both near and afar. To kick off today's show, we're going to head over to Glasgow as we take a listen to a five-piece traditional Celtic band called Bodega. And we're going to hear their arrangement of a song written back in 1965 by Dominic Behan that describes the hardship endured by the Irish and Scottish men while working on the hydroelectric plant at Inveraray, Argyll, Scotland. Bodega with Crooked Jack here on 101.5.
Curse the day that I went away to work
hydro dams. For sweat and tears, our hopes and fears caught up in shuddering jams. I was tall and tall, 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By a name I know, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. And I've seen old men before their time, their faces drawn and grey. But I never thought so soon would mine be lying in the self-same way. I was tall and tall, 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. Sweat and blood, but they launch you down a hole. I was tall and tall, 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. I was tall and tall, 6'2", but they broke me across the back. By your name I know that it's not my own. They call me Crooked Jack.
Don't tell me I'm dead when my heart is beating strong. Though I'm down upon my knees, I will rise in song. Generations still to see the dawning day, who will be heard on the mountains and the bay. Hold, hold, and look for the foe, you still can save our soul. Hold, hold, and look for the goal and the anchors of our soul. I was born to the bloodline and the land of the hail, and I will lie down and watch the end of a tale. We can't rewrite the past, but a future can be made, and the road to change our story can be laid. Hold, hold, and look for the goal.
Shine, shine, the world. Shine, shine, the world.
Just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of our opening set on this afternoon's show, we just heard the group Vishton. They come from Prince Edward Island. We heard some Acadian kitchen party music. We heard Vishton's arrangement of a traditional Cajun song called Toby LaPierre. Comes from their 2012 album Mosaic. And Vishton has been entertaining us now since the year 2000. before Vishkin from Glasgow, the band Skip Inish. That was first put together by Angus MacPhail and Andrew Stevenson back in 1999, while they were both studying at the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama in Glasgow. They've just recently released their new 9th album to mark the band's 20th anniversary. The album is called Steer by the Stars, and we heard a song called Anchors of the Soul. Start off today's show with another band from Glasgow, this time Bodega, and we heard their version of Crooked Jack. It comes from the band's self-titled album that they released back in 2006. And Bodega were past winners of the BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Awards. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargo shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, or would just like to say hi, you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some music by Steel Eye Span, Catherine Tickell, and Rosemary Lawton. So stay with us. To mark their 50th anniversary this year, England's Steel Eye Span have just released a new album. It's titled Established 1969, and Steel Eye is now a seven-piece band, led as ever by singer Matty Pryor, and besides drummer Liam Ganocki, who's been on and off with the band since the mid-1980s. The other five band members are relatively new. From the new album, here's Steel Eye Span with their cover of a song written by Dave Golder, who comes from England's East Midlands, a song that Steel Eye Span's godfather Tim Hart used to sing back in the 1960s. It's called January Man. Steel Eye Span here on 101.5.
Snow from off his head and blows his hands. The man of March, he sees the spring and wonders what the year will bring and hopes for better weather. Through April rain, the man goes down to watch the birds come in to share the summer. Man of May stands very still, watching the children dance away the day. In June, the man inside, the man is young and wants to lend a hand and grins at each newcomer. September man is standing autumn is its bridal. The man of new October takes the reins, and early frost is on his shoulder. The poor November man sees fire and rain and mist and wind and bitter gales. December man looks through the snow to let 11 brothers know they're all a little older. Thank you.
light and her voice so sweet, her hair in ringlets flowed. I stole one kiss from her ruby lips where all my fancy goes. I stole one kiss from her ruby lips where all my fancy goes. Will you go to your room, I said, or will you go to your bed, or will you go to some lonely grove, the morning will be wet. I will not go to my room, she said, young man, you'll never prove true. I'll sit you down by the fireside, the morning I'll see you. Against your parents' will, always intending to marry you, but now my love, farewell. My ship lies off in the harbor, she's bound to Columbia shore. So I bid adieu to my true love, here's adieu forevermore.
Rosemary Lawton, a new young and up-and-coming Newfoundland singer, songwriter, and fiddler. We heard a song that came from her just-released debut album, Untamed. We heard a traditional song called A Man in Love, a song that tells the tale of a man who has waited too long and expects too much from his lass, so she bid him farewell. Before Rosemary, we heard from the northeast of England, a champion of the Northumbrian small pipes, Catherine Tickell and her band The Darkening, which, by the way, is the Northumbrian word for twilight. We heard an instrumental piece called Tune for Mina that comes from Catherine's brand new album, Hollow Bone. Start off that set with England's Steel Eye Span, featuring the vocals of Maddie Pryor. We heard their arrangement of January Man, a track from their new album, established 1969, which they just released to mark the band's 50th anniversary. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show. And any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. And you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxy's, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S at shaw.ca. And as I'd like to mention, you can check out today's and past show playlists, as well as available Waxy's Dargle podcasts, by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the new UMFM homepage, and that's umfm.com, and then scroll down to Waxy's Dargle at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Moving right along with some more music. Up next, a song by Kara Dillon, who was born in 1975 and raised in Dungiven in the County Derry. She's had a very successful solo career. We're going to hear a song from her third solo album, After the Morning, a traditional song called Braca Braes. Kara Dillon, here on 101.5.
One night as I lay slumbering in my silent bed alone, some reckless thoughts came to my mind, which caused me for to roam, to leave my native country and the thought it fit to take a trip, strange lands for to explore. Now the night before I went away, I was walking over Braca Hill, when I met my darling on the road, and her eyes with tears did fill.
Oh, sort of awkwardly. But your charm would have filled the room. Your spirit so untamed, like a rose in bloom. I was dumbfounded as you stole the show. I never thought it'd be someone like you. You put my life in perspective now. By being you, my life is alright. You walked in, you opened my eyes. Now I should thank you. You showed me it. I realized, I now led me astray, but I got no regrets, 'cause I paved it that way. My life is alright, all I need when it's under this roof. My scars, oh, they tell me that I'm lucky, and I'm living proof, but I'm living
she's ready to dock. I wish a safe landing without any shock. And if we should meet again by land or by sea, I will always remember your kindness to me. So here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may all but never meet here
Blackmore's Night, a British-American traditional folk rock duo formed back in 1997, made up of Richie Blackmore of Deep Purple fame on acoustic and electric guitars, joined in by multi-instrumentalist Candace Knight on lead vocals. We heard their arrangement of a traditional Irish song, Here's a Health to the Company. Comes from Blackmore Knight's 8th studio album, released in 2010, titled Autumn Sky. Before Blackmore's Night, Tom Landa and the Paperboys, a Juno Award-winning band from Vancouver that's been entertaining us now for some 25 years. We heard a song called Living Proof, the opening track to an album that the Paperboys released in 2002, called Postcards. Starting off that set, from the County Derry, Cara Dillon with Bracha Braes. The album is titled After the Morning. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and a community radio station, 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have from Cape Breton Island, the band Coig, and we're going to hear a song called The Capable Wife. Then we'll follow that up with Spain's Carlos Nunez on the low whistle, joined in by Ry Cooter on guitar with an instrumental piece called Two Shores. So good night, take care, have a great week, until we catch you next time here on 101.5. Here's Kowig and Carlos Nunez. Bye for now.
There was an old man that lived in the wood, as you could plainly see. He said he could do as much work in a day as his wife could do in three. With all my heart, the woman, she said, if that's what you would allow, tomorrow you'll stay at home in my stead, I'll go drive the plow. You must milk or tidy the cow for fear she will go dry. You must feed the littlest pigs that are within the sty. And you must mind the speckled hen for fear she'll lay astray. And then you must reel the spool of yarn that I spun yesterday. Took up the staff in her hand and she went to drive the plow. The old man took up the pail in his hand and he went to milk the cow. But Tidy hinged and Tidy flinched and Tidy broke his nose. And Tidy, she gave to him such a big blow, the blood ran to his toes. Hi Tidy, ho Tidy, Tidy, now stand still. If ever I milk you Tidy again, it'd be sore against my will. He went to feed the little pigs that were within the sty. His big head upon a fig beam and made his red blood fly. Much work in a day as he could do in three.